Okay, welcome to Random Radio, episode 3. Did we make it to 3, Will?
Yes, it's our 3rd episode.
So much progress in just 4 days.
Hosted. We're gonna be having our own domain.
I registered a domain name about 2 hours ago. We might be posting this episode on that domain name.
The domain will be randomradio, all one word, .ca.
.ca.
Canadian, and Canadians rock.
Yeah, and then we got web hosting by Mark S., known only by as Mark S.
We'd like to give a thank you to him.
Yeah, thank you, Mark S., for the web hosting. And then we'll thank Troops again for hosting our episodes.
Yes, thank you.
But Mark S. is going to set up the website and maintain it. And
so we don't have to.
Yeah. I sent him an email regarding how we can update it, because, you know, I want to be able to update it, if possible, every time we release a new episode so that the site gets updated right away. But thank you, Mark S., for hosting our website. That's going to be awesome. There's so much support for this stupid radio show that we thought would never take off. We're getting hosted in 2 different places for our episodes and our website.
We actually have listeners that we know of, some of our friends.
Yeah, we got a few friend listeners. We got Dawson, who requested a shout-out on the show. So, Dawson.
This is your shout-out.
Yeah, you rock the DDR, man.
Probably Stepmania as well.
And Stepmania, yeah. We got some comments in our email box.
From Jonathan Winter.
From John, don't say his last name on the air.
Oh.
Jonathan Smith? Let me just check it here, because I was stupid enough not to write it down.
I think he wanted us to say something on the air.
Yeah, he did. Okay, hold on now. Sorry for the lull, folks. Okay. This was a request through our email. Eat cabbage for the dogs in Arabia. Hells yeah. And all right. We'd also like to advertise our IRC channel for Landfest, if you're interested at all. It's called Landfest Guelph, all one word. Guelph is spelt G-U-E-L-P-H. I'm a mod on there. John is sometimes a mod. It's a great, you talk about random crap. I think John's got some music he's distributing illegally.
And usually, well,
whoever's listening, MPA or
if RIA. You know us, then you'll know just what everybody on the IRC, but you can meet new people there.
Hey, Will.
Come to Landfest.
Shut the fuck up and go fuck off.
That was another request
by
John.
That was another request from John, yes. We've had a few comments about Will's commentary.
I'm not talking enough.
Not talking enough. And he hasn't been talking loud enough, because he has to just kind of lean into the microphone. But now, we stretch the cable so that it's running from my computer over to the desk beside me to Will's computer.
Yes.
He doesn't live with me or anything, which some people think. John thought that for a while. He thought you lived with me. But
when I met John, he said he lived in my basement.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
He said he had 200 gigs of porn, too, and you believed him. So we've got not too much of a show planned. Well, we've got the randomradio.ca.
Yes.
Which is
our new domain.
Yeah, it's our domain. It's not up yet, but it's only midnight on July 30th. Well, okay, 11:59 on July 30th. Is tomorrow August? No. Tomorrow's the 31st, and then it's August. So, we might we'll probably upload it tonight.
Yes.
And put it on the gay blog. But, and then we'll eventually just delete that site and put it all over to, no, maybe we'll leave it up so that, you know, fans, when we become totally famous and stuff, and by episode, like, 50, people will go back and listen to episode 2 and be like, oh my god, I'm gonna visit that site, and then they can see our shitty blog.
Our episodes are just... It's not like our episodes are all crappy or anything, just they get better.
The first
time.
Ones. Yeah, well, hopefully they get
like
better.
Like, just whatever radio show.
Yeah, Squizzy Radio. Awesome. Awesome show.
It's just, we need more comments.
Squizzymedia.com. Check it out, you fools.
Yes.
It's a cool show. So what's in the news today?
What do we have?
Service Pack 3 is going to be released.
Windows XP.
Before Vista.
For all you who have legal copies of Windows.
I was thinking, because Vista's going to come out in 2006.
Yes.
I was thinking Service Pack 3 would not ever come out for Windows XP.
I'm thinking, no, when's the release date, they say?
They don't have a release date. Wait, do they?
I don't know, they may.
Let me check. I see nothing. No, it's not even close. The Service Pack 3 isn't even close to beta yet, so...
Yeah.
So they're still in alpha testing, I'm guessing?
So I'm thinking near Christmas.
Maybe.
With Microsoft.
Yeah. For you non-Firefox users...
Get Firefox.
Or no, you know, if you don't use IE or something. If you're an Opera user, Opera 8.02 came out.
For... Linux.
When was that? That was on the 29th. That was 2 days ago. Well, 2 days ago as of now, because now it's 12:01.
Technically.
MySpace got hacked.
Yes, if any of you seen that.
For just a second, and then it got changed back.
Until they changed it back. That was...
On YouretheManNowDog.com, they got some screenshots of it, which is kind of funny. Have you seen... Do you ever check this site, Will?
Yeah, a bit. I just can't...
YTMND? Oh, yeah. Well...
I just recently F-disked my computer last night.
Oh, yeah. And now you have, what, Windows Corporate Edition on it?
No.
They have this cool... video, you know that song that's like, rock the Casbah.
Oh, rock the
yeah,
Casbah.
They kind of remixed it, and now it's like, lock the taskbar. Let's just play a bit of that.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I never noticed it until I heard this. But it actually sounds like it. Link for that is taskbah, taskbah.ytmnd.com. We should start posting links on our blog.
Yeah.
Because we have so many links, but people aren't going to be sitting here with Notepad open writing them down.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll...
We'll try to do that for you.
We'll try to do that. We'll probably fail miserably, but... Here, let me just get the link for that. Oop, where did it go? There it is. Okay, so... Sorry, we're getting sidetracked. Okay, what else is in the news? Absolutely nothing. Oh, let's talk about, what is it called? Stepmania.
Yeah, Stepmania.
Stepmania is DDR for lazy people. It's like...
For the fat kids.
Yeah, like me. no, I'm kidding. Basically, if you know what DDR is, which most people do, it's, you know, you have a mat or some kind of pad on the floor, and there's arrows, and you have to follow, you know what it is. This is, Stepmania is a free program, totally free. The only thing is it doesn't come with the songs, but you can get the songs from, you can get torrents for the songs from ddruk.com, and we'll post a link right to the exact page with all the torrents on it. So go download Stepmania. It's totally free, and basically you just play DDR with the
your keyboard.
With your, yeah, with up, down, left, right on your keyboard.
Ooh.
And it's, you know what? Like, it sounds boring. It's pretty fun.
Yes.
I'm
just reading now. With the development of the PlayStation 3, they say the hard drive will run on Linux.
What?
I'm just reading that now.
Nice. I don't believe that.
I doubt they're gonna put the time in.
Not actual, like, you know, any actual distro. They're gonna probably make up their own distro.
Yeah.
Because they've got, like, Xbox Linux. Xbox Linux you can run without a mod chip, I think. From a CDRW, if you have...
Yeah, probably.
A crappy drive. I no longer have an Xbox. I used to have an Xbox. I used to be big into... I already said this, didn't I?
Halo. No, show. I don't think we said this.
I think I did. I used to be big into Halo 2 and Unreal Championship.
Same.
On Xbox Live. And I sold my Xbox to get my video card. I did say this in the last show, man.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, now you know what I'm talking about.
You're repeating yourself now.
Yeah. So, some PSP news for PSP users. I just found out about this today. I thought it was pretty cool. If you updated to 2.0 firmware like I did, which is the Japanese release version, so I don't even know if I can play games on it. I don't play games on my PSP anyways. I just used to run homebrew and stuff, but now I can't. But they're close to cracking it, because they're close to cracking the encryption and stuff on it, because they worked on 1.51 and 1.52 for about 4 months, and then they got, then PS, or and then update 2.0 came out, and there's no extra security features preventing homebrew to be run. So it's the same security as 1.1x. So, and they're getting closer. So I'd say within the next
week or
two,
so?
2 months maybe.
All
right. It'll,
or more than that.
Maybe. What the fudge? Oh, I hit hold. That's why I couldn't control my thing. So there's a cool thing here that people have made. People are kind of disappointed that they can't play homebrew games or anything like that anymore on their PSPs if they updated. So you can get an offline browser, like offline
like
web
Google.
Pages. and you can get whole, what do they call them? Web portals. With games and programs and stuff all written in Java, because the PSP web browser can support Java.
That's pretty awesome.
So you basically save all these files onto your PSP and then change the files or change the setup in your internet browser settings.
As in offline mode?
Yeah, so that you can set up, so that you can visit these offline web pages that have games and just on it right now. There's a little mini Pokemon game. It's not actually Pokemon. There's Blackjack, Tetris, Battleship. Battleship is really fun. I was playing it for like 3 hours yesterday. Minesweeper, Hangman, Space Invaders, Slot Machine, Boxin', Yahtzee. I haven't played Yahtzee yet. And a Reflex Test. And that's just the games. So there's instant messaging programs too.
And there's more to come for the
which
games
you need,
as well.
Which you need
internet
for. So, but there's like WebAIM, MSN, eMessenger, so you can go on MSN and go on AIM from your PSP, which is cool. I haven't gotten a chance to test it yet because my neighbor hasn't gone on their wireless internet for a while. And then there's a calendar and a calculator and a memo pad, an address book, GPA calculator, and it's on PSP updates, and we'll post links on the blog. What's the name of the blog again? randomradio1.blogspot.com, I think.
Or is it one first?
No, it's randomradio1. Okay.
For all Firefox users, now an update. Firefox 1.0.6 is out for Windows.
Is it?
I'm only using 4 right now.
That's been out for like 2 weeks.
6?
Yeah, 1.06?
Yeah.
Because they released 1.05, and then like a week later they had to...
6.
Re-release it, because there were some major security holes.
Well, 6 is out now.
Yep. And then they're jumping... They were going to jump straight to 1.5. But... I think they slowed down on that because of some security problems or something. I don't know. This show isn't going very good.
No.
It's okay.
Not bad.
You know, we could do better. Anyways, so as you guys might have known, I pulled an all-nighter last episode. And I didn't even go to sleep at all that night. So I just, like, missed a night of sleep. And then I had to work this morning at 8 a.m. So I had to get up. Well, I fell asleep at, like, 8 p.m., though, so I got about 11 hours of sleep.
And usually I'm going to sleep about...
Excuse me.
1, 2-ish, getting up 11, 12-ish.
Yeah, because you're lazy.
Because I'm lazy and
I was
to
phoning
work.
You earlier. Where were you? Because we had gotten hosted, and I was like...
Today?
OMG, yeah. I phoned you at, like, 10.
I was at my grandma's.
Oh, rock. 10-second movie reviews. Seen any movies?
No, I haven't seen any movies lately.
Constantine. I just rented Constantine. It's cool. I saw it in theaters, too.
Yeah.
I rented it so that I could basically put it on my hard drive.
Share the wealth.
And, Constantine's a good movie. It's kind of like a mystery slash sci-fi slash action movie. It's really odd. I was trying to explain it to my sister yesterday, but
it's one of those movies which you have to watch it to for them to know what goes on.
Yeah. Steam Boy, cool anime movie by same director that did Akira, which is like by far the best anime movie.
Is that the one?
Best movie, period.
Okay, which is the anime with the street racers?
The racers?
Yeah, like the ones with street racing.
Oh, Initial D.
That's the one.
Initial D is cool. I'm not a big anime fan, but I know a lot about anime. Which is weird. Well, I don't know a lot. I know a bit. I know a few movies. Hey, you left this CD here, by the way.
Yes.
Did you want that? Or did you leave it here on purpose?
I'll burn these two episodes onto it.
Okay. Mark S., I'm setting up my PayPal account, and I'm going to send you $5 through PayPal. Because you're setting up the...
Website.
The website for us. Droops. I don't even know if Droops listens to this. Who
Maybe.
Does listen to this?
Maybe John.
Who listens to this? John, Dawson, his friends.
Thanks for all the listeners.
Yeah, if you're listening, man, whoever
well,
this is.
Once it's put out.
I'm probably going to be listening to this in the car sometime.
Yes.
And I'm going to show it to my sister, and she's going to be like, how could you say such a thing on air?
I burn all my...
How dare you?
Random radio episodes on this disc.
Yep.
And listen to them. So I can spot out some of them. No, I can't even speak. Some of my
flaws. No, you
flaws.
Can't. What the hell did you just say? Point out your mistakes?
Yes. Yeah. Some of the
yeah.
things I need to improve on.
You need to talk a bit more on the show. You almost seem shy. Like, it's not like they're hearing us live.
No.
We're going to release this in maybe an hour.
Yeah, or less.
Or less. Okay. I don't know when we'll be done this. We're just rambling on. Should we stop? By the way, you know the intro song today? I didn't need Eurotrans to make that. I figured out how to do that.
Yes, go Sneedy.
That makes me so elite that I can chop songs up and fade them. Oh, it isn't. I'm a bit of a noob when it comes to a lot of things. Some things I'm good at. I'm pretty proficient, I'd say, in Flash MX. I made a few movies, submitted them to Newgrounds.
And didn't you get one on Newgrounds?
Yes, I did. I just said that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, and it didn't get blammed. It's got like a 2.8 rating or something out of 5. So, I'm alright at that. You know what? Nobody really cares if I'm good at Flash.
Yeah.
Should we just restart this episode? No.
No, let's keep on going.
Let's keep on going. Maybe I can edit this out. Maybe I'll be too lazy. I don't know. If you're hearing this, this proves my laziness, that I didn't edit it out. So.
Yeah, right now I'm Googling Random Radio, and I'm on the 4th page and still haven't found it.
Randomradio.ca?
There's Random Radio Show. Some other radio show or something.
Yeah, there's a few. Randomradio.com was taken. No, it wasn't taken. It was for sale, but it was $250 US.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, so I'm like,
how much are we paying for ours?
$10 a year. Which is not bad.
No, whatsoever.
I don't know when Mark S. is going to get set up, site up.
Hopefully soon.
Maybe we can post this on it. I doubt it, but... And, Kizzle. I PM'd Kizzle from Hacker Media. trying to get some recognition possibly on Hacker Media. You know, because if we got on there, that would be totally awesome. We would... You know what? The Hacker Media has its own XML feed with, and they're on iTunes and everything. So... They could get Random Radio if we signed up to that. If we got in on that. I doubt we would. But you know what? I've said a lot of things. Like, we doubt this show would lift off. We got randomradio.ca.
Yeah.
You know? It took Squizzy
Media. 4 days.
It took Squizzy Radio, like, what, 20? It took them 2 years to get a website.
Yeah.
They just became Hacker Media, or SqueezyMedia.com in, like, episode 20.
The guy from Hacker Media. So that's why they've been affiliated with Hacker Media.
Yeah. Yeah, they started with Hacker Media, though. Like, when Hacker Media was just starting, Squizzy was one of the original shows.
Yeah.
Which was cool.
And so we'd like to thank Podcast Incubator for hosting our show.
Yeah. For, like, the third time in the show.
Yeah.
And Dawson for...
Listening.
Dawson was going to be a guest on the show today, but he couldn't find his microphone. He was going to join through Skype.
So hopefully we can have him for next show.
Next show, we might have Dawson as a guest. We're trying to get guests. If you guys want to be a guest on the show, just, like, email your comments... random_radio@hotmail.com and we'll get you on Skype, we'll get you on the show. You can be on the show and tell your friends, and we're gonna try and get a word of mouth thing going on here. Like, tell people about Random Radio. We would appreciate it so much. We'll get our site randomradio.ca submitted to Google, so we'll be on there. We just, you know, spread the word, guys. Spread the word.
Yes, spread the good word. The Random Radio word.
Yep. So I'm talking too much, and Will, you're not talking enough.
Well, I'm talking more than I usually do. So.
No, you're talking less than you usually do.
All right.
Talk about something.
What is there to talk about today? Trillion. It's a supplement for MSN.
And AIM, and IRC, and ICQ, and something else.
You can put basically all your messaging into one program.
Accounts. Yep.
Instead of being troubling with, like, four different programs at once. I think it covers MSN Messenger.
It's IRC, AIM, ICQ, and MSN.
Which is cool. I'm pretty sure it also has Yahoo Messenger.
No, it doesn't.
No?
No. See? Look. IRC, AIM, ICQ, MSN.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yahoo.
What the hell? Mine doesn't have that. Look.
I guess I have a more updated version of Trillion.
Look at that.
This tree does.
Oh.
I can have Yahoo.
Wait, I have Trillion Basic 3. What do you have?
I have Trillion Basic 3.
What the hell?
Downloaded today.
Okay, there's probably an update or something. So what have you been doing lately, Will? Why does my voice always crack on the show?
Troubles.
Troubles.
Troubles,
yeah.
Throat bubbles.
Rudolph's dog.
I went to Mississauga today.
Troubles.
One looked around in Dixie Outlet Mall.
Yeah?
Yes.
Awesome. You live an exciting life.
Yes.
I kayak 10 miles. Will's like, I went to Mississauga.
Some guy, some pretty flamey guy gave me a sample of Tag body spray.
Oh yeah? Did he spray it in your eyes?
No.
Was it Mace? Here, try some Tag.
I swear it was that. Where is it? It was a little tiny bottle. It's pretty good.
I had this guy come in today and order like a $5 meal. Okay? No, I'm serious. He was like a heroin dealer or a heroin addict or something. He's looking for a $5 bill, reaches into his pocket, pulls out a stack of 20s, 3 inches thick. I swear to God, 3 inches thick or more. Doesn't find a five, puts it back in, goes into the other pocket, pulls out another stack of 20s.
Oh, God.
Okay, and there happens to be a five in it. Like, the guy must have been carrying, like, $7,000 on him. No, not that much. Maybe, like, $5,000.
A good chunk of money.
And then when he walked away, I turned, like, when he was walking away, his back pockets were stuffed, too.
God.
Probably with money.
Or drugs.
Or drugs. It's all about the drugs.
And all you could afford was a $5 meal.
Yeah. Should we disclose where I work? No.
Oh,
we shouldn't. Because it's embarrassing. And it sucks. It's a shitty job.
Just say it's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant of some kind. It's a rather fast restaurant, if you know what I mean. Okay, enough of that. Moving on. I went canoeing, kayaking today. Kayaking.
Like
10 kilometers.
Where did you go?
Me and my sister rented two kayaks. We went up. We drove. We kayaked. Fuck, I can't talk today. We kayaked from. Do you know the boathouse?
Yes.
You can rent kayaks there.
Yeah.
And we went from...
Nice.
Yeah, and back.
Oh.
I'm gonna edit that out.
Well...
We should have more whatever of the day. Whatever. Let's have a song of the day. The song of the day.
Song of the day.
Song of the day. Yeah, song of the day.
Throw something on here.
Song of the day is...
Yeah, let's throw something on.
ADD by System of a Down. That was the intro song.
Yeah, so. We'll have our song of the day as our intro.
What do you have? You only have, like...
I have nothing.
Billy Talent.
I don't even have Billy Talent.
Ugh. Yeah. We... By playing, you know, as you may have noticed in our last episode, we played a trance, you know, techno song. Now we're playing metal. Maybe we'll play some rap or something. We just want to apply to all audiences.
Yeah, like it or not.
No, you know what? They have some say in this.
No, like, for us.
You know, yeah.
Not them.
Post, like, send emails to random_radio, and we'll play your songs as our intro songs.
Suggest some songs.
Suggest something, we'll play it. And you'll get a shout-out, maybe. You know what? Everyone who sends an email... Even if it's like, you suck, gets a shout out on the show. Maybe not a positive shout out, but like, we hate you, such and such. Website of the day. We've already mentioned several websites, and we've got links and stuff to several websites.
Website of the day, let me think. Do I have anything up here? I have nothing good.
You have no good links or websites. I have, let me check my bookmarks, because I have so many bookmarks. Allgames.com? No. Allgames is a website hosted by the guy who used to be the host of G4 TV, the TV show?
The talk TV show?
Yeah, on Tech TV. And he's got a cool little website there. I don't know. Maybe the ROM Hustler?
What about just Torrent Spy?
No, that's so boring, though. Because we already mentioned that.
Yes.
We should... We really should plan this beforehand.
Yeah, pick out a...
You know, we really try. Like, we have a
notepad
open, say topics, thank Mark S. and Droops for hosting, talk about randomradio.ca, Service Pack 3, Opera 8.02, and then we just got links here that we're copying and pasting. We're trying. Give us some subjects to talk about, some topics. Email them.
That'd be greatly appreciated.
Yeah. You know? So allgames.com is, it's okay website. Albino Black Sheep, a lot of people know about that. How about, everyone knows Addicting Games, right?
Most people
know about this, but what the hell? Addictinggames.com, all one word. It's a fun website.
To go when you're bored.
Pretty much, yeah. This
is the summer.
This is the boredom solution. Okay, it's got hundreds upon hundreds of games. I think maybe in the thousands of just Flash games and Java games and little games and stuff that can keep you entertained. It's pretty fun. Got some, you know, some stuff from Newgrounds on there.
Also with a boredom issue, board.com is pretty good. It has links to a whole bunch of different sites and just different topics.
You know what game is fun?
The trampoline game.
The trampoline game. I was just going to that. There's this fun game. It's called the trampoline game on Ebomb's World, which everyone knows about, so I don't even need to talk about it.
Check it out. Pretty fun.
the trampoline game is basically you control this little guy and you can spin him around and stuff, and he's on a trampoline and you get tricks for doing points and you can position the guy's body and everything, and it's really fun. It's just addicting, you know?
It's a little game that probably took not a whole lot of time to do, but I may have. Depending on how experienced the person was.
Yeah.
But it's so addicting, so fun.
It's fun. I've been playing this. I was playing this literally for like 45 minutes straight yesterday. And I never play little internet games that long. You know? Okay, we'll post links to that. Trampoline game. It's fun. Okay, that's posted. Well, in our notepad. So, check out... Hey... People signed on here. Check out the IRC room. We've got...
Yes.
You know what we should do? We should start up a random radio IRC room.
Yes. If we can figure out how to do that.
Let me do that real quick.
I have no clue about IRCs, but Snooty does. I haven't even figured out how to log on to it.
You don't even have a client yet.
Yeah, that's the whole problem. I don't have a client.
Okay. Okay. Anyways, we'll get a room up. It might not be up all the time though. Okay. So
we have limited
We have
resources.
Yeah.
For somewhat.
Don't want to leave the computer on all night. Because it makes it all hot in the air. We're paying for the air conditioning and shit. And you know what? I think we're going to
wrap this up.
Shpadoinkle this. Shpadoinkle is a squizzy term. Go listen to Squizzy Radio. I really recommend it.
Hilarious bunch of guys.
You know what? I think we should post a link to this since we're such big Squizzy fans. We're active in the Squizzy Media forums. Let's post a link to Squizzy Media. Do we already
have
that
as well?
No. Yep. Second website of the day, squizzymedia.com. Their bandwidth is up, so they haven't released episode 23 yet, but they're getting on it. Or episode 24, I mean. They have episode 23.
Squizzy is spelled SQUIZZY.
Yeah, I'll post the link on the blog.
Yeah, if you go onto their site.
Dude, tomorrow is August. Tomorrow they might actually have
Episode 24.
So, yay. It's not like you need to go and watch the first show and watch them in order, because they don't really make any sense.
There's not much that progresses through the different episodes.
Yeah.
But I recommend listening to the best of season one.
Best of is alright. Especially the random sounds.
Yes.
You know, is he doing Gene's dad? Gene, come over here and suck on my nuts. That was funny. That was my favorite. I always laugh when I hear that. And when we mentioned Thrubbles before, that's a Squizzy reference too.
Yeah, the throat bubbles.
Yeah, basically when a bubble forms in your throat and then
your voice you start really talking high.
Weird. So they mentioned how it would be funny if that ever happens in like a medical situation. And the example they gave was Mr. and Mrs. Peterson. Your son Billy has a tumor.
I'm pretty sure he mentioned that in one of the episodes as well. I think it was the first one.
That wasn't in episode one.
You said I had AIDS or something with Thurble?
Oh, yeah. You have AIDS. Okay. That episode with the Thrubbles is in episode 19. And it's 39 minutes into the episode that they say that.
True Squizzy fan there.
Hey, can we have a third website of the day?
We have as many website of the days as we want.
Yeah.
We started off with one, and then we ended up with, like,
dang it.
So many on the other.
Okay. Overclockers Club. Awesome website. I recommend. The only reason I go to this website is the forums.
Yes.
They have news and stuff posted every day, but I never read it. Just go read the forums. The people there are really nice.
And also, there's a pretty cool case gallery there.
Yeah, the case gallery is pretty cool, too. You know, people building computers and putting cathodes and stuff in them and posting pictures. Which is pretty cool. And the forums, the people there are really nice. You can learn a lot. I've learned a lot of stuff just reading the forums.
There's just one problem with that. You can't use a free email account.
Yeah, you have to use like a Simpatico
like
account.
Like an ISP.
Yeah. Can you use Gmail accounts?
I haven't tried.
Yeah, I haven't either. Anyways, I'm using a Simpatico account.
I'm using an Albedo account.
A what?
Albedo. Dial-up internet.
You suck. You're the only customer they have left.
No, actually, that's the funny thing.
How many people still have dial-up?
I don't know, but
I want to get polls on our websites,
Dakota,
man.
Dakota. Tall Dakota. He has dial-up.
Mr. Hey, do you want to go play Halo? That's fucking weird. Okay, Dakota doesn't listen to this. He doesn't even know how to work a computer, man. Okay,
he really
so
knows how to go on MSN, so
Overclockers Club, that's our third website of the day. It's fun. Go to there. Go register on the forums if you have a. Just use your ISP email.
Or
that should be good.
Yeah.
It's just the only reason they have that is to prevent spammers from coming on there.
Yeah.
Because they have spammers come up all the time. Still, not as much, but. You know, every once in a while we get a spammer and he's like, hey, Mike, he goes. There was this one guy that came in that was pretty damn funny, and I wish he didn't get banned, but he did. And he would say stuff like, you know, my heat sink looks stupid. Can I take it off? Or like, my fan is loud. Can I stop using it?
That's kind of funny.
If we get an IRC channel set up, we'll release it in the next episode.
Yeah.
There isn't one set up right now, but if you want to try, if you want to check out the Landfest forums, I'm usually on there. I might not always be talking, but I'm usually on there. That's Landfest Guelph on Fnet, and we'll post stuff about that on the blog, which is randomradio1.blogspot.com, and hopefully soon.
Post some comments.
Yeah, post some comments.
Or send us an email, comments.
Hopefully soon we will have randomradio.ca up, which will be awesome. And I think we should add a donate button so people can donate money to my PayPal account.
Yes.
Will, do you have a PayPal account?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I don't have a credit card.
No, you can do that with a debit card.
Oh.
Mine's set up as on my debit card.
I may look into that.
Yeah, look into it.
Though I usually have like $2 in my bank account anyways.
PayPal, yeah, but oh, that's because you quit your job.
No, it's just any time. If I get any money, I take it out.
Yeah, that's the first thing I did. I remember when I first got my last paycheck, I put it in the bank, which is right next to the foreigners, okay, and I took it out. Well, like, I cashed the check, took all the money, which was about $200, walked over to the foreigners, bought my hard drive, and bought... No, and I put the rest in my bank. No, I gave the rest to my mom, because I owed her money.
Owing parents money, I think I owe my mom like $80 now.
Yeah. What about your grandma? Don't you owe her like...
No.
What is it, like $700 for your computer?
Well, they're not going to make me pay for it because they're getting my brother's stuff.
Huh? They're
not going to make me pay them back for it because they're getting my brother's stuff.
Nice. Your brother's like 433 megahertz computer?
633.
Oh.
With a rip-off X-Play case.
Big player. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who wants a 633 megahertz computer with a X-Blade case? Not even a real one, yeah. I don't like X-Blade cases.
No, they're kind of ugly.
I'll have one for free. Like, I was kind of disappointed that I didn't win it at LandFest.
Yeah, I only won with a Corsair screwdriver.
LandFest has good prizes.
Usually, yes.
Cases, balls, t-shirts. I got a balls t-shirt. I was wearing it earlier, but...
Yes.
It got all wet and covered in, like, gross fish water when I went kayaking. Go to landfestguelph.com and check out the forums, you know? Forums are popping. I'm on there pretty much every day. Will's on there.
Well, since we're mods, that's why we're on there.
Yeah, we're mods of the food and drink forums.
Quiet.
Shut up. We need to sound official. But yeah, we know the guys who know the guys who run the site. You know, we were talking about Dawson. He's on the forums. He's a mod of, like, every forum. Ryan, who was getting sued, we talked about him in the last episode. Ryan is...
He's the webmaster.
He's the webmaster. And Nick, we haven't talked about Nick.
And he's too lazy to update the site.
Yeah, Ryan's too lazy to update the site, so it looks like shit. If you go to any other link on the navigation thing, except for the front page... Everything else looks like the old version of the site.
And we're on 0.3 instead of... Well, sorry, we're on 0.4 instead of 0.3. And
yeah, but it's not called 0.4. Isn't it like complete ownage or something?
Or something like that. But
we haven't decided on the name.
0.3 instead of just Landfest or something.
Mm-hmm. Jifu is a... What the hell? He's a mod of the old food and drink. He wasn't that... Look, and... What the hell?
A hacker.
No, we don't.
I'm just kidding.
Newest registered user is Jifu. I don't even know who this is. No posts.
But somehow he's a mod.
Of two forums. I'm only a mod of one.
Maybe somebody has access to Nick's account.
No. He didn't get hacked. Nick is unhackable.
I think we should start to wrap this up.
Holy shit, 45 minutes of droning on about nothing. You guys are probably bored right now.
Sorry for your boredom.
Let's play a song.
Yeah.
We're going to play a song for you guys.
Use one of mine or one of your many?
What songs do you have? You have crap music, man.
I have none.
Want to hear some Bob Marley? Or some Hot Hot Heat? Or some Muse? Queen? Pink Floyd? Radiohead? System of a Down? Techno? Offspring? George Carlin comedy, that's funny as fuck. Katamari Damacy soundtrack.
Yeah, let's put some Katamari.
Oasis. Katamari Damacy, it is. Okay.
It's weird music, but it's cool.
It's cool. It's fun, you know? It's fun music. I recommend going and purchasing it.
Legally or illegally?
How can you illegally purchase something?
Download it.
What?
Download it.
Yeah, but that's not illegally purchasing it. You're not purchasing something.
Wait to see.
Anyways, okay, let's just shut up already and play this song. See you guys. Thanks for listening. Post comments. Check out the website. We would very, very much like it if you checked out the website and you posted links. I'm going to get a counter up on the website.
Yeah.
Before we upload this so we see how many people go.
Actually like our show. Or listen to it.
Okay, so enjoy. We're going to be posting links on BinRev, on the forums.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, and have a... we're going to be posting links on BinRev, on the forums. Thanks for listening, and have a... Okay, as you may have heard, I just got cut off there because I accidentally stopped it too early. So, I'm going to finish that last statement there.
Hope you enjoyed our show.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day.
Or night, whenever you listen to it.
Yeah, or whenever. And enjoy the Katamari Damacy that is about to be played to you. Later, guys.
Later.
Oh, こと泣いてみた。カモン。考えた、寝転んだ、空見て落ち着きを取り戻した。眺めてた、目に入れた、空に浮かぶ月が眩しかった。進むことをやめるんじゃない。ピースなバイブレーションでアークを描き、このアースに負けないオブジェを作れ。チェケダファンキーだ、みんな黙って俺についてこい。チェケダファンキーだ、みんな必死で俺についてこい。カモン。チェケダファンキーだ、みんな黙って俺についてこい。チェケダファンキーだ、みんな必死で俺についてこい。カモン。チェケダファンキーだ、みんな黙って俺についてこい。チェケダファンキーだ、みんな必死で俺についてこい。カモン。チェケダファンキーだ、みんな黙って俺についてこい。チェケダファンキーだ、みんな必死で俺についてこい。